This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat and I have a few cowboy disagreements.
I prefer to refer to me as high-low champion, Pat Doney.
High-low champion.
Thank you.
Pat Doney.
I'm going to hold on to that forever. I might just retire right now.
There you go. There you go. That's not bad. Not a bad idea.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So Pat and I disagree on Zeke and the importance of the running back position. Pat used to be on my side, and then he got bamboozled and talked into it by other people.
I've never been on your side.
You have always said the running back is valueless.
Never said that.
But now he is not. He's reversed. He's regressed, actually.
Now you're just lying to our audience.
He's regressed
right
to the mean.
I mean, it's just unfortunate.
Pat and I do agree that Dak Prescott is a franchise quarterback in the NFL. We both love Pat. We all love Pat. We both love Dak.
Well, thank you. It means a lot to me.
But Pat is not only loving Dak as a franchise quarterback, but he's loving Dak at basically Patrick Mahomes' salary.
I know.
I'm all setting you up here. But Pat is 1,000% all in, and he wants to tell us more as to why he is doubling down, not just on Dak the player, Dak the contract, Dak everything. Double down here, Pat.
It's time for the Cowboys to sign him to this deal and to, I mean, I'm assuming that the reason this contract has not been signed yet is just it might be on Dak's side because the numbers are only going to go up this year. And I think he's getting ready to have an enormous season in 2019, statistically, to go with all the other things that the Cowboys have loved and that, you know, Cowboys fans have loved as well. After the Amari Cooper addition last year, Dak ranked 8th in the NFL in pass yards, and he was 5th in the NFL in completion percentage. That was after a rough start, okay? So you're talking about pretty good numbers, considering he only was in his third year starting in the NFL and playing in an offense that really values the run game more than just about anybody outside of the Oakland Raiders and the Seattle Seahawks. So now, with Kellen Moore calling the plays, I believe Kellen is going to put him in a position to complete more passes and have more easy throws than he's ever had in his 3 years in his career because Scott Linehan did not do a very good job of that.
Easy throws in terms of scheming guys open,
scheming
not
guys
necessarily
open.
Easier throws in terms of short yardage because that has been a lot of people's criticism of Dak and this offense is that they don't put the ball down the field. So they're going to get better percentage-wise but also throw the ball down the field more, you're saying.
If you watch what Sean McVay has done for the Rams, for example, what Sean Payton does for the Saints, guys are wide open because of schemes, and it makes the quarterback's job much easier. Not every time, but some of the times. There were very few times that Dak Prescott, just from the eyeball test and watching the games and being that, I mean, Cowboys fans, I think most of you would agree, it felt like work to have to get the ball to the receiver so many times last year. I think that could change slightly this year. But beyond that, with Amari now here for a full offseason and Amari now here for a full season in the year ahead and poised for an enormous year, with what we saw in OTAs and minicamp, which is, okay, it's t-shirt and shorts, I get it. I more pay attention to scheme and to things and like accuracy on throws from Dak to the receivers. It was the best we ever saw. And that may not translate completely, but I will tell you they were throwing the ball down the field more than they ever have in his 3 years as the starting quarterback in any practice that I've seen. I think we're getting ready to watch Dak's emergence year statistically to go with the other things. And so what that is going to do, if the Cowboys do not sign him to this contract before this year, it's only going to drive the price up to where it's going to go from that 31 to 32 range. We could be talking 35, 36, 37 could be the rate by next summer because the number goes up anyway. The market slides up. It's just the way that it goes. Quarterbacks cost about $30 million a year right now in the NFL, and it's only going to go up slightly. And then not to mention, the Chiefs are already talking about giving Mahomes the first ever whatever, $300 million, whatever it's going to be deal, which he deserves. I think he's already the best quarterback in the NFL. Dak's not going to get that, but he's very well, it's very possible that he's going to be then if he has huge numbers this next year and he's a free agent, he's going to get more than he's going to get right now. The Cowboys need to lock this thing up and they need to sign him to the deal, because I think this season ahead is only going to make him more expensive, because he's going to have easier success than he's had at any point in his career.
If I was Dak, I'm not signing it now, regardless.
A lot of risk in that. I mean, Nerlens Noel would like a word with you. You know, I mean,
Nerlens Noel is a fringe NBA player. Dak is not a fringe NFL player.
Fringe NBA player who was offered, what, $150 million?
It was 70, right?
Was it 70? 70. I thought it was over 100. But anyway, yeah. The point is, it was a ton of money.
I think the thing with Dak, though, is, I wouldn't be necessarily saying he's holding out for more money just because if they're dangling $33 million, like, what's he holding out for?
Right.
Or $3 million on the back end.
But if they're dangling $28 million, then you hold out.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like they're dangling in the 30s right now. My only thing about paying him now, if you're going to pay him at all, and it seems that the Cowboys are committed to doing so, is why not use some of the cap space you have this year and next year to eat up and absorb some of that money that would be on the back end of an extension, right? If you put extra money on this year and next when he's only making, you know, $600,000, then it makes the entire pie look a lot bigger. But when you get 3 years from now, the number doesn't necessarily look like $35 million. It might look like $30 million.
Right. And look, here's the thing with Dak. Like, if I'm Dak and the Cowboys are looking at this from two totally different perspectives. Dak is looking at it like, I've basically given you, 3 years of free quarterback play.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are looking at it from like, we don't, that's not how business works. You don't make up money in contracts on the next one. I've already paid you for that. My next contract is paying you for what you're going to do. So Dak is like, yeah, I want to recoup some of this money I didn't get from you. And the Cowboys are like, well, we already paid you for your services. You don't get to get recouped.
Want to give you numbers to back up what you're saying there. There was a tweet yesterday that was fantastic, that Sam Bradford has made $3.8 million per win in his NFL career. Dak has made $53,000 per win.
Yeah.
So he's going to want to recoup some of that from his side.
He's going to want to. The Cowboys will be like, it doesn't work like that. And it doesn't in sports. Like, you don't go back. You don't back pay. You forward pay. If you think, and this is what I've always thought, because, like I said, I am an analytics guy, and I know the analytics don't really care for Dak Prescott because they don't value quarterback win-loss records, because it's like pitcher win-loss records. But if you think he's a bad quarterback or an average quarterback, and this is a great tweet from Cowboy Stats and Graphics, you have to believe also that 2016 was not Dak, that the first 8 games of 2017 also were not Dak. Mid-2017 through mid-2018, so that 16-game stretch between Zeke getting suspended and Amari coming here, was the only Dak Prescott that ever happened and ever counted, and the last 10 games of this past year were not Dak Prescott. So if you think Dak's bad, you have to believe all 4 of those things. If you were to add up and look at Dak's QBR, which I think is a much better number than quarterback rating, he's an 11-5 quarterback every year. Like, that, his QBR equates to an 11-5 player. And it's not because of the running back. It's not because of the coach. It's because of everything that encompasses what Dak does. His rushing ability, his ability in the fourth quarters, because it's weighted towards the end of games.
You really rate QBR that highly in your mind? Because Mitchell Trubisky was third in QBR in the NFL last year.
Because it adds up fourth quarters and rushing.
Ben Roethlisberger was fourth.
It's a better stat than QB rating, period. Right? Like 100%. But QBR adds in your running ability.
More encompassing, yeah.
It adds in your running ability. Dax, as a quarterback, how do you not factor in his rushing?
You have to. He's had 6 rushing touchdowns 3 years in a row.
And the only way,
that's unheard of.
And the only singular number to value that and passing together is QBR.
He's been better rushing in the red zone in his 3 years than Cam Newton has been, which is shocking. I mean, just statistically.
Yeah.
I know that Cam's a different dude when it comes to, like, he's 3 or 4 inches taller and a bigger guy and a great weapon there. But I'm just saying, statistically, Dak has been the best in the NFL at rushing in the red zone, and I wish they would use him in short yardage situations more. We talked about that yesterday, where that option to either hand to Zeke or keep it from shotgun. I would love to see that more often.
You know, and
it needs
and
to factor in, but the leadership stuff, too, people don't want to quantify that, but it matters in the locker room. I'm telling you, these guys in the locker room, they believe in this dude, that when the game's on the line, he's going to make a play and make it happen. He's only in his third year. I mean, I think that you really don't see the prime of a quarterback to really start emerge unless it's a rare exception like a Mahomes until year five, year six. And to get to year five and year six, you got to give him a second contract, and the rate is about $30 million a year, and that's only going up.
And the idea that Dak is what's the perception of Dak as a quarterback?
Perception of Dak from who?
The general population.
The general population.
Right outside the top 10.
No, not where he ranks. What kind of player is he?
He's a bus driver.
He's a dink and dunk guy, right?
Yeah.
Dax, the target range, right, in terms of how deep he throws the ball, how far, how many yards the average throw from Dak is right on line with every single other league pass over the last 3 years.
And it's going to go up this year.
I don't think so.
No, I do.
The majority of passes in the NFL are thrown from 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage to 7 yards in front of it. That's it. That's where the majority of passes get thrown by every quarterback.
Yeah.
From Tom Brady to Pat Mahomes
to Aaron Rodgers,
Dak Prescott to Ryan Fitzpatrick to Mitchell Trubisky to Josh Rosen. Between -2 and somewhere in the 7-9 range. Nobody is throwing. I love people say, oh, you got to have 15-yard. Nobody's throwing 15-yard passes.
Well, but
they're the far minority of balls thrown in the league.
But the thing is that's what makes the guys like Mahomes and Rodgers special, is that they take advantage of the opportunity when they go deep. And And so many times we've seen Dak miss when he's gone deep, and it doesn't feel like the Cowboys have really taken advantage of that very often.
They need to take advantage more of it. Yep.
But I think it's getting ready to change this year. I would not be surprised to see the Cowboys hit on a couple of deep balls early in this season, because teams are going to, they're going to respect the run game. They're not going to respect the deep ball. And they're going to basically say, prove it to us, because they haven't been able to do it with Dak as the quarterback the last 3 years. And I bet you it works often early. And then it eventually changes things up with how defenses attack the Cowboys and defend them, which then opens things up for Zeke to run the ball better after that. So I think the deep ball is coming this year. I think Dak's statistics are getting ready to be much better this year. And I think his price is going up next offseason. So if I'm the Cowboys, I lock him up right now, because I don't think the price is going down. I could tell you
that right
now.
Well, it's definitely not going down. And I think this text sums it up here on the fan text. It's all about your threshold, okay? If your threshold to signing a quarterback long-term is elite of elite, so top 4 or 5, then you don't sign him up. If your threshold is, we've got a quarterback who could start 10 or 15 years in this league and be a really, really solid quarterback, then you do sign him. And I think that's a fair way to look at it. Some people's threshold is, if you're not Breeze, Brady, Peyton, Rodgers, Ryan in their prime, you don't sign them. That's some people's threshold.
Man, I've never understood that, with all of the misses with quarterbacks in the rookie class, in the draft. And every year we see these guys drafted and teams having to just completely sell the farm to move up to draft a guy who, it's like, really? I don't really know if they're going to do it. There are so many misses in the draft that when you get a guy who is, even if you want to call him just good, not great, you know, has good potential, I don't understand, especially when you're the Cowboys and you're a great drafting organization like they've become the last 5 or 6 years, why would you not be okay with that, with the potential that he might emerge to become great? There is still a chance he could be great. As I told you, his numbers through his first 3 years are comparable to the first 3 years as starters for Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. I don't think he's going to be close to those guys, but those guys are Hall of Famers, no question about it. I do think that he has a chance to be 80% of statistically what those guys have been. I'm not talking Super Bowls.
Just in line with those guys. I don't want, you know, and now those two teams were a little bit different. Like the Seattle Seahawks were a completely loaded team with an all-time defense. This is not an all-time defense. This is a good defense. This Like that defense Correct. Was all time. And the Patriots, I mean, they could have
a pretty good defense this
year. Oh, they absolutely will.
Rashard
they will have
continues
good,
to yeah. coach up the DBs.
They will have a good
Tank
defense.
Lawrence again, I told you before, I think Dorrance Armstrong is going to have a breakout year rushing the passer. And this linebacking core might be the best in the NFL. I mean, if Sean Lee can play 12 games, you know, in his new role, 13 games in his new lesser role, I mean, Jalen is in a contract year. Van Der Esch is going to be better in year two than his rookie year, you would think, with the way that he studies and the way that he breaks things down and has just basically become Sean Lee's, like, 1B. He is yeah. around Sean Lee all the time in the facility, and Sean loves it. Leighton's loving it. I think this defense has a chance to be special, not just good. I think they've got a chance to kind of take that next step this year, which is only going to make the offense's job even easier because they're not going to have to score as much to win games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.